Welcome to Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday on KPSI and KWXY, and we also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It's really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. This show, of course, is produced by my team of very dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. And as I tell you each week, if you listen to the show, you will not learn just one new thing, but many, many new things. And today is most certainly no exception. I'm very pleased to welcome my monthly or so co-host, Ms. Hi. Louisa Castrodale. She is the arts coordinator for the Palm Springs Unified School District.
Hi.
Hello. And we're waiting for our guest who's just finishing up a rehearsal. So right. We will welcome Mr. Gabriel Ruiz, who is a teacher here at Cathedral City High School and a brand new program we're going to tell you about. It's unbelievable.
It is.
I won't foreshadow too much, but okay. This program just started, last summer?
Yeah, we started in the summer.
And mm-hmm. It's just what's happened in the past year. So I'm not even going to tell you what it is yet.
Okay.
We'll wait till it gets here.
Sure.
So, Louisa, we have, 6 weeks left of school. And so describe some recent stuff, or describe this year in a nutshell. What's going on?
This year in a nutshell, bigger and better.
Yeah,
always bigger
of course.
And better. Because, you know, we just continue to grow our programs and strengthen our partnerships. So there's always new things that are coming along. This year, you know, we started our partnership with Cabot's Indian Pueblo Museum, and we also started a partnership with Children's Discovery Museum of the Desert. So those were both exciting. And then a brand new event partnership was the Desert X Biennial Sculpture Exhibition. That just started in a huge way here in our valley. It's going to be a signature event, I'm sure. But from the very get-go, they were interested in working with our students and went out into schools with Philip K. Smith, who's a local artist, and also set up field trips in conjunction with Desert X. So great that the community, the arts community, you know, keeps our kids in mind even at the beginning of an inception of a project and brings them in so that they're right there seeing things that, you know, people travel from all over the country and the world to see. So that was a real pleasure. That was the end of March, so that not too long ago.
Right.
Yeah.
How cool.
Very
and we
cool.
have a new mosaic at Painted Hills Middle School.
We have a series of mosaics, yes, at Painted Hills Middle School. That was a project working with the artist Nedra Young. And they have kind of divided that school into four houses or four groups. And so we made a mosaic for each group, and we did that with groups of girls. And so it was just a fun experience working with that particular artist and the girls. And mosaic is kind of a slow and intricate process.
Is it glass or is it
depends.
Plastic?
It depends. No, it's not plastic. We use wallboard like you would use when you're constructing a house. So it's very heavy duty. And then you cut tile, glass, stone, very hard objects, and then you glue them down and then you grout it. So it's very durable, it lasts forever, and that's why, you know, there's many mosaics that, you know, several thousand years old, still in existence. But it's really beautiful, and it's a great collaborative piece because there's a lot of, you know, cutting and laying things down and making them work, and you can work, you know, side by side with another artist in your team. But they're just really beautiful pieces. We don't have as many of those as we do murals because they're smaller and they're more labor intensive in their own right, but they last forever, and we've done them, I think, at this point, Mount San Jacinto, Desert Learning Academy, Raymond Cree, and James Workman. We keep moving around, so, you know, stay tuned. We'll have more next year, I'm sure.
And I saw a design, so Well, it could be done by now because I saw it, you know, probably about a month or so ago. No, a little more than that. In cabinet for
that's right. I forgot
the office. I think it's in the office at Cathedral City Elementary. Yeah, yeah. It is so cool.
Isn't
describe
that.
Yeah.
Well,
the clock's like right in the middle of it.
Right. So that was a design challenge. there's a couple things going on when we do murals in schools. Is one, I want to match make the right artists for the right principal so that they feel comfortable working together. And then we go in and meet the principal and what's your vision? And we have no idea when we go in what they're going to ask us to do. And so in this case, the principal, Mrs. Whiteman, wanted a mural based on a book by Coach John Wooden that has lots of character traits.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's kind of these building blocks and characters. And we've done one previously on that same subject at Rancho Mirage Elementary. So the space was very curious. It was oddly shaped. It was up high. There's a clock in the middle of it. And so, John Aaron Hansen came up with a design. And then it was like a challenge to decide when to do it because it was up high and we needed scaffolding. So we did it on a Friday, Saturday, a 2-day project. But, you know, it's...
Working again on the weekends, huh?
You know, when are we not? But you know. So we have round-the-clock kind of exciting things going on all the time. But what's great about it is when you walk into an office like that with bright colors and kid-friendly artwork, and it's really beautiful artwork, it says kids live here.
Right.
And kids are here and teachers and so forth. It changes the dynamics and the inviting aspect of the office. So they're really happy with it, and I'm happy we were able to do that this year. I promised it last year, and sometimes it takes longer than we hope. But we do deliver about 4 to 5 murals per year, and our collection keeps growing, you know, and...
And this year you launched Lady Lead.
Oh, that's right, Lady Lead. How could I forget that? That was really a big initiative that will roll into next year with some, you know, modifications just based on what I've seen this year. But there's just a really strong feeling for that type of work. The teachers support the principals.
You know, you have to, for those who haven't heard this show before, you have to describe it.
Yeah, so Lady Lead is a program that we developed around middle school girls and just really promoting positive values about girl power and self-esteem and furthering your education and, you know, being respected and things that maybe some people take for granted but are not always role modeled for every girl or not readily available. And so, you know, it was working with female artists, you know, having them come in and work with girls and having positive quotes available and reading lists and movie lists. And we have social media presence that's always feeding in new information and podcasts and so forth. So it's just kind of a movement, really, and a real passion project for the artists and I as far as reaching out to young women and making them feel supported and that there were resources to look to that were really uplifting and, you know, pro-college, pro, you know, having a career and just really, you know, going for it. So that was probably the single most exciting project of this past year.
And I haven't talked to you about it in a while, but I know that the first few you had, it was rather overwhelming how many girls showed up during lunch for these sessions.
Well, in my mind, I had originally thought that we would serve 45 girls. So I bought card tables and I had like this idea in my head and there was like 5 girls and we rotate them, you know, 3 tables, 3 times. Wrong. I think the first one we ever did, we had like 125 girls. And then our biggest one was like 200 girls. But we were working with way more than we envisioned. It was much more popular. And it's great. It's like when you throw a party and you don't know who's going to come in.
Yeah.
And maybe there's 2 people, but you're happy when it's 20 or, you know, 50 or 100, and so it was more popular than we had imagined, and so we adjusted accordingly. But when you come in, you work hard, you're hustling because you have so many people to serve and you don't want to turn any girls away.
And aren't you doing a podcast around?
We do a podcast that's on Mixcloud, so we have 8 of them done. We'll do 2 more before the year is out, and just local lady leaders, so just interesting women in the community who have done some significant work and just interesting careers and just talking around different topics that are pertinent to girls and women. And so that's been really interesting and very enjoyable. And no one ever said, no, I don't want to do that, like if I asked them. And their take on it, what we were going for is we have younger guests in their 20s and 30s, and we have older guests that are like 40s and up. And so we're trying to bring a lot of perspectives because we all remember what it was like to be in middle school. And even, like, I'll be talking to some of the younger women who are in 20s and 30s, and I say, you know, at my age, wow, it gets better. Like, you know, you change and you feel differently about things. So I think to have that continuum and that feeling of there is support, there is ability to discuss and share whatever, I think that's powerful to anybody. It's sure. a really positive thing to offer. So I'm glad we have that for our girls.
And it just flew out of my head what I was going to say. But how about, MTU, you guys just got back during spring break.
Right.
Went to New York
right.
again.
Right. That's our fourth. I don't know.
I was fortunate enough to go last year.
Right.
Not this year, but David was in to promote West Side Story. So
okay.
it was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, told us about a few of the new things that were going to happen in New York this year.
Yeah.
How was it?
It's just great. It's very tiring. The students aren't tired. I'm tired. But it's a busy working trip. It's not, we're not busy sightseeing. We're busy working
right.
and taking master classes all day long.
Right.
And then in the evenings we go and see a production, and generally we're affiliated somehow with somebody in the production, so we have a talk back afterwards. So it's a really long day. I mean, it goes from like 9 to midnight. But it's exciting because this is what these students aspire to. And not only that, you know, at this point we have like a dozen of our graduates that are there studying in New York. And
so we
generally see them and check in with them. So, you know, I'm always amazed. I didn't see this coming, truthfully, when we started the program. But for a desert area that's relatively small, for a district that's maybe medium-sized, we have an extraordinary amount of students going back east and surviving and thriving. And part of that is because they go as a group, and there's several, you know, there's 3 or 4 colleges, but they have a community. And so, you know, to come from a kind of a small area and a desert area and then go to back east and a big city, that's really helpful to have a network in place. And so I didn't realize it was going to look like that. I'm really proud of it. And I think that's why our kids succeed. So not only do we train them well, but then they're not just shoved out of the nest with like no help. I mean, we have like MTU East back back in New York. And so that's pretty extraordinary.
And I got to see West Side Story, which is one of my favorite shows of all time.
It was a great one, wasn't it?
It
I really loved it.
Just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, the scene with, I went on Saturday night, the mm-hmm. scene with when they're, I forgot what song it is, but when they're talking to the parents and they're in the dress shop.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
The when he took the suit, you mm-hmm. know, it didn't
come
with.
Oh, I know.
And he didn't miss a beat.
No.
You know,
no.
Very professional.
That's acting. Just,
yeah, exactly.
yeah.
I mean, but it's impressive because
yes.
sometimes if you're not experienced or if you've never been through that, it could throw you.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kept going, didn't miss a beat. And, you know, the audience knew what happened and they chuckled
sure.
and
sure.
you just move on. And it was just phenomenal. And, you know, when you do the, if anybody's seen West Side Story, when they all sing Tonight and there's
mm-hmm.
4 different groups that are singing it together.
That was a beautifully
it
done
was,
song.
Fabulous.
I was listening. So I have the privilege of, you know, my office is right there in the theater. And so I come in and watch the rehearsals.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a really welcome break from emails and
sure.
meetings. And I just, you know, go and sit quietly. And so one day I came in and it was when they had just finished the song. So the accompanist was there. And David Green said, come sit in the front. So they put me in a chair. And I'm sitting right in front of everybody. And they just blasted me with that song because I was right in front of them. And it just makes the hair on your arm
chills.
Stand up.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, my gosh. Because you can hear all the harmonies coming together.
Yeah, and for them to be able to focus when you have, you know, coming in 4 directions. And
they maintain their notes.
Amazing.
I think it is really interesting. And it's one of my favorite things about the program is the rigor of it is so intense. It's a very strong program. You have to work very, very hard. The commitment has to be there. But because they experience it here when they're supported, you know, they still live at home and they have very loving teachers, very caring, they can develop those chops here. And it serves them very well when they leave us. I think most of our students are finding out that they can handle college with ease, and they're not intimidated, and they're ready. They're really ready. So it's a working lab, MTU. You know, if people come to see our shows, we really appreciate that. It supports the program. We need an audience. We need to generate income because we offer this, you know, for free to students. But It's a working lab, and you're watching stars being born. You really are. So,
and how.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're getting ready to take a break, and if our guest is not here, we're going to talk about what we were going to talk about anyway, with or without him.
Okay.
And we have, you know, Louisa, if a guest doesn't show up, we have plenty to talk about.
Right?
So we will do that. Stay with us. You're listening to Learn Something New Every Day, and we will be right back.
From the dealership all the way down your very own driveway, Palm Springs Volvo has provided the safest and best selections for the Coachella Valley with their innovations and technology. With the latest models such as the Volvo S60, V60, XC60, XC70, XC90, and other wide ranges of service, their dedicated staff guarantees to put customers behind the wheel in the right car, along with great leases and loans. So come on down to Palm Springs Volvo at 67977 East Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City, located in the Cathedral City Auto Center. Or contact them at 760-321-6600.
Welcome back to Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday on KPSI and KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. Just go to iTunes, look if you learn something new, press subscribe, you get a new show each Sunday afternoon. And Louisa Castrodel is still in the house, but she stepped back from the mic because we actually have three guests, and we wanted to give them the opportunity to share some. This is really, really exciting. I told them you guys were in rehearsal, so you were running a little bit late, but I didn't tell them what we were even talking about. So, Ballet Folklorico, and I can't say it the way I know you guys can say it, but I am very pleased to welcome Mr. Gabriel Ruiz, and he is in charge of that program here at Cathedral City High School. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
And two of our dancers, Emma Onofre and Kimberly Reyes, and they're both juniors. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. So this is truly spectacular, because I heard about this program, probably toward the end of last summer, and you guys actually performed at our welcome back, right?
For yes.
The school district. Tell us about the evolution of Ballet Folklorico.
We started in the summer. Mm-hmm. We had a group of about 8 students in the summer that volunteered to come and practice with us, just to get together really for that show that we had at the opening of the school year at the Agua Caliente Casino,
right.
The show. So we got together a group of students that just volunteered to be part of that at that in that show, and then we performed for the first time at the casino, and we started the class.
It wasn't in the casino, everyone. It was in the show. I don't want anybody to think that, you know, that's how we spend our time here.
Yes,
in education. The tribe actually gave us that venue for the morning, because we have the auditorium wasn't finished yet at Palm Springs High School. We needed a big place, and for the second year, they let us use the show.
Yes, it was at the show.
Really
beautiful,
great.
Beautiful theater.
Yeah.
Beautiful theater.
Were you part of that, or you weren't
no.
involved yet?
No, we weren't involved
okay.
in Folklorico yet.
So then it took off from there, and now is this a class?
Right. Now we have 2 class periods.
Mm-hmm.
We have the class 5th and 6th period. We have a total of 38 students right now.
Wow.
in Folklorico. And, we practice an hour every day, and we've had several presentations already. I could count about 20 events that we've been to already.
Oh, my goodness. And one of them, so today's April 30th, so one of them just passed a couple weeks ago, and that was the Riverside County State of Education. It was toward the beginning of March, or March 10th, to be exact. I work with my counterpart at Riverside County Office of Education, and to be selected to be the entertainment at this event is big. And so congratulations on getting chosen for that. And were you girls part of that?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, you know, truth be told, you know, we record the show a little bit in advance, so it actually hasn't happened yet. So I can't say it was spectacular, but I know it will be, and I know it was.
Thank you.
Because I just saw that small group the first time around. It's just the costumes are beautiful and the dances. It's spectacular is really, I keep using that word, but that's what it is.
Yes.
And then the other thing, of course, open call at the McCallum, which also will be over by the time this show airs, and you haven't been, it hasn't happened yet. But are you girls involved in that?
Yes, we are.
All right. So do you know what it is to get chosen for open call?
It's definitely an honor, and like, I would have considered it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Hello, yes. And, you know, Palm Springs Unified has an extremely wonderful history with Open Call. It seems like almost every year we have one or two or even three sometimes groups that get chosen. But that just says a lot for the talent that we have in this district, because they get at least 100, and it could be up to a couple hundred submissions that they have to go through. You know, the tapes, and they don't call them tapes anymore, whatever. What do you call them?
The digital recordings?
You call it a tape? No, it's
not
a tape
anymore, right? You're right.
No, but you submit your DVD? Is that
actually, it was the
on
it was
a flash
just
drive?
The digital file that you upload.
Okay, yeah. See,
online,
we don't even.
So
it's gotten to the point
they do
where
have
you,
it. They have the application on their website.
Yeah,
and
you need
just
nothing
upload
other than
right.
uploading. It's
yes.
it's amazing where we've come with technology. You
yes.
know, just absolutely amazing. I went to a conference a couple weeks ago, and a few years ago, they gave us a flash drive as a little, you know, token gift with the organization's name on it. And this year, they gave us a portable charger for our whatever, you know, and I didn't even know what it was, this stick. And it's so that you don't, when you're out on the road and you don't have a plug, you can just charge your
yeah.
device. And they're laughing at me because they're probably well familiar with this thing. And I didn't know what it was,
right.
But it's just amazing how far we've come. Anyway, that was a digression, but I am so proud of this program. It's and Gabriel, I guess you must be too.
Thank you. I am very proud. Yes.
So this is your first year at Cathedral City?
This is my first year. I just came from Texas, and before that I was at La Puente High School and
with Mr. Chavez.
With Mr. Chavez, and then before that I was at Gardena High School. So I've been teaching for Corico for 20 years now.
Oh, okay.
And I've been dancing for Corico since I was like 5 years old. So, you know, it's about 40 years now.
So you ladies are getting, you're learning from a true professional.
Yeah.
Is he pretty good?
He is really
good. Of course
good,
he
honestly.
Is.
Yeah.
But I'm actually lucky to have students like Emma and like Kim. They really have a lot of talent.
Do you have, are there any males in the group?
We do have 5 boys in the class right now. Of course, it's always, this is typical. You get a lot more girls than boys. But, of course, we want to invite more boys to be in the class for next year.
Do we have any gringos in the group?
Yes, we do have a gringa, actually.
A gringa.
Yeah, girl.
Yes, we do.
Right. Yes, we do. And
that's cool.
She actually started this semester with us, right?
Yes. Yeah, she just started this
and
semester.
And she's already performed, and she's going to be at the McCallum Theater.
Excellent.
So she's
and
doing great.
So, girls, tell me why you're... Why you're doing this, and how excited were you when you heard that it was going to be offered? Say your names first so they know who's talking.
Oh, may you repeat the question again, please?
So why did you choose to get involved in this program?
Okay, well, my name is Emma Nofre, and the reason is that my parents are Hispanic, obviously, mm-hmm. and my parents grew up doing dances like this, and I wanted to keep on continuing the story
maintain the
culture. Mm-hmm. And Folklorico is not just about dancing, but it tells how me and other classmates, we have discussed that it tells a story. There's always a story behind every song. And I've been wanting to experience the dances, see how everything is, the presentations. And it's just beautiful. It's amazing being part of it.
The music is too. And have you done other dance before, or is this... other types of dance?
Yes, I have. I used to be on the dance team outside of school, but I think Folklorico is calling me more.
Oh, that's great. How about you, Kimberly?
I was drawn. I honestly didn't know about this when the program was being made, and then I heard from it from like a couple of friends, and I joined it because it just brings you back to your roots of your culture and just embracing that and just being able to, at the performances, like seeing how people react to it and just seeing what it really is. It just really drew me to that.
So Gabriel, is this the kind of thing where you start out at a certain level and then as time goes on, you get more advanced, or?
Yes, you start at, of course, at the lowest level. It's a lot easier when you have students like, again, like Emma and Kim, that they have a lot of talent. We started with three states from Mexico. In Mexico, we have 31 states and the capital city. So every state has their own unique dances. Oh. So you start with the easy ones first, which would be, or the popular ones, which would be Jalisco. Mm-hmm. The state of Jalisco is a very popular state, central Mexico, very popular state. So you start with Jalisco usually, and then you move on to other states. So this year, again, we did three states. So we would like to, in the future, add two or three states every year until we eventually have covered every state in Mexico.
So it's not the same old. So if you even took this as a class for 4 years,
it would be different every year. Yes, it would be different. So I tell my students, this year you learn about a 10% of what you could learn in Folklorico, you know. So that's what we want to do in the future. We want to continue adding more states every year until we eventually have dances from every state in Mexico.
That's great. So unfortunately, you already missed the McCallum because that was 2 weeks ago. But are there any other opportunities for the rest of the school year or during the summer where people might be able to see these ladies and gentlemen,
at this point, we don't have anything for the summer. Mm-hmm. So we will have more presentations starting probably September.
So when you say you have presentations, is this like the women's club groups asking you to come, or like where do you perform?
People have events, and whenever they have events, we get invitations to go perform. For example, we did the Tamale Festival in Indio. So whenever there's like festivals or events, we get invitations to go perform. And if we do have the time to go, you know, we're more than happy to go.
You actually teamed up with a mariachi band at all?
We haven't.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yes, we want to do that in the future. And again, this is being our first year.
Sure.
But in the future, we want to do things like that, yes.
It's just mind-boggling that this is only your first year. When you say you've performed in 20-something venues already.
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't usually happen.
We got invited just to perform at the Coachella Mariachi Festival April 2nd.
Okay, so another one you missed. But next time we have you on, it's got to be in advance so we can tout all these dates because now it's toward the end of the year. So,
right.
But we'll have you on the fall, and then you'll be able to just rattle off all of these upcoming performances. So you ladies are juniors, so are you planning on doing this again next year?
Of course I am.
Definitely planning on doing it next year.
Yeah, what's your favorite part of it? If you just like, you have to describe the overall experience to somebody who's never done it, maybe they've never even seen it. How would you describe it?
It's definitely radio. Unique.
I mean, that's you can't see them thinking.
That's the only thing I can really sum it up in. You'd have to experience it to be able to know what it is.
And how proud are your parents?
Well, my parents are very proud, knowing that I'm basically I'm dancing, you know, and it's part of their culture, and they're proud. Yeah. Not just me, but they're proud of everyone that's part of the group.
Well, and you know, Gabriel, you know this, that a lot of times our students who come here and assimilate from Mexico, they lose a lot of their culture.
Exactly.
You know, which, of course, we want you to be American. We want you to learn English and what. But boy, if you can maintain both, I mean.
And let me tell you, when you do folklorico, it's like it's like going back to Mexico for an hour when you come to my class, or it's like going back to visit Mexico for that hour of that day. So it's really exciting.
That's fabulous. Well, I am very, very proud of this program and proud of all of you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. We'll have you
back in the fall. Yeah. Break a leg on any performances you have upcoming.
Thank you.
And Gabriel, thank you for your contributions.
Thank you for having
us. Really
here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next week, our guest will be from Palm Springs High's Strings Program to talk about their upcoming concert and both the high school and community strings program. Our show airs each Sunday on this station, and our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you for listening. And Jen, thank you for your hard work as always. And we will see you next week.